From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Trump administration has expelled 15 Cuban diplomats to protest Havana's failure to protect U.S. diplomats at their embassy, where at least 22 now have been sickened following mysterious attacks. Heather Nauert is a State Department spokesperson.
That decision was made due to Cuba's inability to protect our diplomats in Havana, as well as ensure equity in the impact of our respective operations.
Nauert said the Cuban diplomats have 7 days to leave.
Until the government of Cuba can ensure the safety of our diplomats in Cuba, our embassy will be reduced to emergency personnel to minimize the number of diplomats at risk of exposure to harm.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the U.S. continues to maintain diplomatic ties with Cuba, reestablished in 2015 under the previous Obama administration. It said the U.S. will cooperate with Havana as the investigation into these attacks continues. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez reacted, saying the decision represents a regression of bilateral ties. He said the expulsion is a purely political act and benefits those who want to derail the ability of both countries to improve relations. Rodriguez also accused Washington of failing to cooperate in the investigation. Explosive devices were thrown at the homes of two opposition Ugandan lawmakers late Monday. It was revealed Tuesday that the targeted lawmakers say was linked to the heated debate in Parliament on changing the Constitution to extend the rule of President Yoweri Museveni. There were no injuries. A law was introduced in Parliament Tuesday to change the age limit, with most of the opposition either barred from the proceeding or staying away in protest. Mr. Museveni has ruled the country since 1986. At 73, he would be ineligible to seek another term in 2021. The constitutional age limit now is 75. This is VOA News. Spain's King Felipe Tuesday denounced Catalonia's independence drive.
Todos hemos sido testigos de los hechos que se han ido produciendo
in a rare televised address, the king said the regional Catalan government illegally proclaimed independence, breaching the country's constitution and the law that recognizes and protects its historic institutions and autonomy. He appealed for unity. Monash University Spanish professor Carlos Uxe said there are also things the king left unsaid.
He did not call to have more conversations between the two parties. He did not mention that the majority of Catalans want a referendum. And in my view, he really did not add anything new.
Also Tuesday, tens of thousands took to the streets of Barcelona protesting Sunday's police crackdown in an attempt to disrupt the referendum. Separatist Catalan leaders have vowed to declare independence, perhaps in days. Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont is expected to make a statement on the matter later Wednesday. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis told a Senate hearing Tuesday the U.S. under the right conditions should stay in the Iran nuclear agreement, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan for Action, or JCPOA.
If we can confirm that Iran is living by the agreement, if we can determine that this is in our best interest, then clearly we should stay with it.
His comments come ahead of President Donald Trump's decision, which must come by October 15, whether to certify to Congress Iran is complying with the deal. The Australian girlfriend of alleged mass shooter Stephen Paddock has returned to the U.S. from the Philippines. Mary Lou Danley remains a person of interest following Sunday's attack from a hotel room overlooking a country music venue in which nearly 60 were killed, hundreds wounded. Las Vegas is a key tourist site. Many have noticed a change in the mood following modern America's worst mass shooting.
The thing we noticed is we were supposed to go on a helicopter tour the day after, which got cancelled, and there was quite a somber mood around.
The mood is very somber. It's not as excited as usual. It's very low-key.
It's a bit more somber than it was the first day we got here before everything happened, and it seemed a bit eerie. Maybe the day after the shooting, it was very quiet, more quiet than it had been usually during the day, but still very fun. It's a beautiful place.
The city helped generate tens of billions in revenue for Southern Nevada last year, hosting more than 40 million visitors. The French Parliament has adopted an anti-terror measure that could bolster police surveillance powers and make it easier to close mosques and other places of worship. The Interior Minister described the country as being in a state of war following a series of jihadist attacks. Former Iraqi President and Iraqi Kurdish leader Jalal Talabani has died at a Berlin hospital at age 83. U.S. stocks posted more record highs Tuesday, with the benchmark Dow Jones closing at 22,641, partially due to big U.S. auto sales. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.